بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we spoke of the advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu as a young child. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him that whatever afflicts you was never going to miss you. It was meant for you. And whatever missed you, whatever did not come your way, you really wanted it but it didn't work out for you, it was never ever going to come your way. Another advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us, he says that وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٌ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ فَعَلْتُ كَذَا كَانَ كَذَا وَلَكِنْ قُلْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Another thing, and this is not only related to the virus or related to contracting an illness or a disease, but it is general advice. But specifically because many people are contracting the virus, it is quite relevant to that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in asabaka shay, if something afflicts you, you have taken all the precautions to ensure that you are protected. You have taken precautions to ensure that you do not become a victim of crime. You have taken precautions to ensure that you don't suffer loss in your business. You have taken all different precautions to ensure that you don't contract a virus. And after that, in asabaka shay, something still afflicts you. You lose money, you lost an investment, you lose a relative, you suffer from an illness, you suffer from loss of health. In asabaka shay, fala taqul. Nabi Sallallahu says at that point, your reaction is very important. Don't ever say, law fa'altu kada, kana kada. Don't ever say, if I had done this, this would not have happened. And if only I had done that, this would not have happened. If only I did not invest here. If only I did not meet this person. If only I did not go there. Don't ever say this at that point. Very, very important. It's a matter of your iman. It's a matter of your belief in taqdeer and qadr. But at that point, what should you say? Acceptance. That is now where acceptance comes. You did your best, but still you suffered a loss in whichever way. Rasulullah says at that point, what should you say? قُلْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ. This is what Allah decreed. وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. And what Allah wanted to do, He has done. Why shouldn't you say, if only? No, this word, if only I had done this and I had not done that. Rasulullah says, فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. No, what does it do? It opened up the door for shaitan to get into your mind. Because now he starts creating doubts in your mind, and you feel that you were in control of the situation where you were never in control of the situation. And he starts creating doubt in your mind with regards to Allah, so you start questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision. So never ever at that point react by saying, if only I had done this or I had not done that, but accept that it is from Allah.